It is the data that we get when we measure a patient who has spasticity. The first bit of the slide is the red graph where you see angular displacement. The blue line is the force that we apply during the movement. The magenta line is EMG activity of the extensors. The blue line is the EMG activity of the flexors, i.e., the muscles we are stretching. This is a good typical textbook example. Not all of my graphs look like this. In this, you move the limb slowly. There is reduced amount of muscle activity, but there is movement-related muscle activity. You move the limb very quickly. There's a large amount of muscle activity that produces a catch, i.e., a disruption to the movement, and then that muscle activity reduces after the catch. Typical description of spasticity, and almost any textbook measurement you've seen from Lawrence's papers, you would see as a similar measurement being presented. But this interesting challenge we had was as we started measuring spasticity in our stroke patients, we noticed that it wasn't a simple one type of